From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump flew to Texas on Tuesday for a firsthand look at the flood-ravaged state. Trump said his staff had been working closely with local officials leading up to the hurricane's and now tropical storm's landfall, and it was his intent for his administration to provide an exemplary response.
We want to be looked at in 5 years and 10 years from now as this is the way to do it.
More than 3,500 people and 300 animals have been rescued in Houston as churning and rising waters have inundated their homes. And the Red Cross says that at least 17,000 people have sought refuge. Following North Korea's latest missile launch, President Donald Trump says all options are on the table. Speaking ahead of an emergency meeting at the UN Security Council, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said diplomats are going to talk about what else is left to do about North Korea.
No country should have missiles flying over them like those 130 million people in Japan.
Haley said that it is unacceptable that Pyongyang has violated every single UN Security Council resolution, so something serious has to happen. The U.S. Department of Justice on Tuesday said a 22-year-old New York resident has been arrested on charges of attempting to provide material support to Islamic State. Authorities also said Parveg Amer was due in federal court for an initial appearance. News reports say Ahmed had sent messages through social media accounts about his support for IS. Ahmed, who is a U.S. citizen, was detained while attempting to travel to Syria, allegedly to join and fight with Islamic State. If convicted, Ahmed faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber blew himself up at a bank close to the heavily protected U.S. embassy in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesperson Najib Danish shared details about the casualties.
This attack has been carried out by a suicide bomber who was equipped with a suicide vest. Unfortunately, 5 people were martyred and 8 others were wounded. All those killed and wounded were civilians.
The bomb hit the entrance to a Kabul bank branch in the well-off area of Kabul, close to the main diplomatic quarter. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, which came as banks were busy with people taking out money ahead of the Muslim Eid al-Adha holiday at the end of the week. They said that the attack had targeted soldiers and police withdrawing their salaries, and according to the United Nations, 209 civilians have been killed in bombings and 777 injured in the first half of the year. The International Organization for Migration reports no migrants have died while crossing the Mediterranean Sea over the past 20 days. It also says that migrant fatalities in general appear to be on the decline. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says it is remarkable to go without a single reported death in 20 days and acknowledges it is hard to know why.
If you recall, in July, there were days when 3,000 people were picked up in one weekend. You remember that? And now we have very, very few.
IOM data show the number of fatalities on the Mediterranean Sea generally has declined. Just 19 deaths have been recorded across the region this month, which is a sharp drop from the 689 recorded in August of 2015 and 62 last year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vow never to evacuate Jewish settlements from occupied land drew outrage Tuesday from Palestinians. VOA's Philip Alexiou has more.
The Palestinians called on the White House to intervene, and visiting UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres challenged Netanyahu's comments, reiterating the international community's opposition to Israeli settlements. Well over 100 settlements dot the West Bank, and a string of U.S.-led peace plans over the past 2 decades have called for evacuating at least some of them to make way for the establishment of an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. Netanyahu's hard-line religious and nationalist base opposes such a move. Philip Alexiou, VOA News.
Kenya's Electoral Commission has defied a Supreme Court order to give the opposition access to its computer servers. Opposition coalition leader Raila Odinga has claimed hackers infiltrated the Electoral Commission servers and manipulated the election results. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.